I started out my singing at First Baptist. Reverend Ripperhagen used to have me come and sing at the New Year's communion services. And he had heard me sing. But I sang, when I first came here, I sang at the school at Centennial, and Mr. Matthews heard me sing. And so he invited me out to Blue Mound to his church. And then I had dinner with Superintendent Brown. He was superintendent at that time,
yeah,
and lived in Blue Mound as a county superintendent. And so after that, then I have been to Westminster quite a few times, and Central Christian, and St. Paul, and First Methodist, and First Presbyterian, mm-hmm, quite a few churches. Beside my own, I sing in the choir. But,
you had a picture here of a group that you were singing in, and there was a very distinguished person in there with you.
Yes, that was Leontine Price, who I had the opportunity to be enrolled at Central State at the same time. She was a senior, and so was I, but I had re-entered my last year there in 48, and she was a young senior at that time. And the first time I heard her sing, I signed up to join the choral group, the ensemble. And we went to rehearsal, and they were auditioning us. And when she got up to sing, chills ran up the back of my spine. I had never heard a voice quite like that. And I sat on the edge of my seat, and she really had her priorities in line. She knew exactly what she wanted to be. She was a pianist, but strangely enough, when she began taking music, she sang alto.
Oh.
And then her music teacher worked with her and built her voice up until she was almost a lyric. But she was determined that she was going to make it to the top, and she did.
And she did.
And she did, yes.
Were you personally acquainted with
yes,
her?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
What kind of person is she?
She was a strong personality, and she had her mind set on music, and sometimes she would, become frivolous and lighthearted, but not often, mm-hmm, not often, because she was quite studious, and she would be practicing.
When others were playing.
Right. And I lived off the campus in one of the professor's homes, but she lived in the senior dormitory at Mitchell Hall, and we all became friends. There were three in her room, but there were four beds in there, and sometimes I'd go down and spend the weekend, or not the weekend, but spend the night with them in that bunk, mm-hmm, on top. A lot of times I would go down and fix their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you had a chance to hear her or in person or see her or talk to yes, her later?
Yes. After she had started out, she was in Porgy and Bess. She was traveling in Porgy and Bess. And they came to St. Louis when I was teaching there in Madison. And she gave the people with whom I live, gave us a ticket to come to her, to the show. And all that was really exciting. Mm-hmm. And then she came out and had dinner with us.
Oh,
I went and got her, and she came out and had dinner with us. And just saying that I know somebody who's become famous, I just... But I had the same opportunity, though, almost. Well, not quite like that, but I have had a chance to touch some great people, like Marian Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
At this time when I was, this month that I was taking music from this professor, a white professor, he got me an opportunity to sing for her. But I was working in a beauty shop and I really didn't have the least idea that I had a voice that could go places, you know. I really didn't. But he thought that if I had training that I could have. And maybe I could have.
Did
if
you
I
ever
had
consider had. Making singing a career?
Yes, but I had wanted to be an entertainer, you know. I wanted to be like maybe Streisand. I wanted to do that
kind. An actress?
I wanted to be a nightclub singer, really. And then I had joined a church, then when I got the opportunity to perform in a nightclub, I didn't want to. I said, when the man offered me a chance, and by the way, I got that opportunity through entering an amateur contest.
Where was that?
In Chattanooga. And so I went down to, I called on the telephone and gave them my name, and they told me when to come down. So I said, is this open to anyone? And they said, oh yes. But when I got there, it wasn't open to everyone. It wasn't open to
anyone. They wouldn't let you enter?
Well, they didn't, they were very diplomatic. They had me to sit down and wait. So when it came time for me to be auditioned, they had turned off the sound. I didn't know that, but the man who played for me said, wait just a minute. After I had sung two or three bars of Sweet Little Jesus Boy, he said, wait just a minute. And he went and turned on so that the people outside could hear. And then that's when I knew, because they came to the window to see who was singing.
And you hadn't.
And so by the time I got to that part about, I don't know, are you familiar with Sweet Little Jesus Boy? It said, treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. I filled up with, I just got full. And, but he told me, he said, wait just a minute, I'm going to do something. I didn't know what he was going to do. And he made provision for me to do a show on my own. And I found a letter where he had written me. And he was going to invite me to perform at a colored show. And so I did. And they invited some other, they made it open to colored. At that time we were colored, so they made it open to. And so there were several who entered, and then I won. Uh-huh. And so from that, I got an opportunity to sing at a nightclub, but I wouldn't
accept
it.
Did you ever try it? You decided you wouldn't.
No, I said, I told the man, I said, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to. I said, I sing in the choir, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I sang in the nightclub in that game. But before that, I had won. However, out of that, I got a radio show for, I think, two or three times. I sang over the radio, and I was pleased with that.
Does it seem unusual for a person to maintain a voice as long as you have?
I think
don't
I've been blessed.
Don't voices usually deteriorate
over
the years?
Yes, but I think I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed because come this May, Lord willing, I'll be 70.
And that's remarkable, isn't it, and to continue singing?
Yes.
As beautifully as you do.
Without any formal training. So,
well, do you have any more of the experiences? As I said, I wish people could see all of these ribbons and and awards. And,
I don't know. I have got some pictures here from where my gardenia plant received an award of horticultural excellence. That's the top award for horticulture in Pekin, Illinois.
Oh.
At the Pekin show. Mm-hmm. So I go quite a bit to
travel a great deal. Yes. You drive.
Yes.
So you really are.
And I entered the show at the Dana Thomas house in Springfield. But because being a member of Springfield Garden Club, I entered there. And then this past fall, we had a show at the President's House of Sangamon State University. Mm-hmm. And I got a first on a watermelon.
Well, we wouldn't just don't have enough congratulations to you to go to match all of your many awards.
I've enjoyed it.
This has been a really wonderful experience to hear about your life, and it seems to be going on for years.
That one of the pictures of the bicentennial.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see any stopping you. I think you're just going to keep on and on.
Well,
it's really an inspiration to people to not only to achieve what you've achieved in your career, but to make such a rich adventure out of retirement.
Well, I think I thank my parents over and over for, at the time when I was growing up, I thought they were mean and selfish and hard on me, but I'm not lonesome, you know what I mean? I always have something to do.
Well, you have.
And I'm never bored.
I don't see how you could be with all of these many activities and friends.
No.
Well, thank you so much, Frankie, for sharing your experiences with us.
Well,
it really has been a very enriching experience for everyone.
Whatever I go into or enter into, I try to.
I'm sure you do.
I have been artistic chairman for the Rose Show several times, and then I've been chairman of the Flower Show for the Garden Club of Decatur, And at the present time, I'm first vice president of the Garden Club. But that Revere Bowl over there, that small one, I receive for, they call me a super recruiter of membership for AAUW.
Well, I think you're super in every way.
So are you.
I thank you so much
for sharing
your experiences with us. And I know that we'll hear many more of your achievements.
Well, I don't know. I guess my time is about up now.
No, I think far from it. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Frankie Morgan, and this is Betty Trunell.